People. Henry Leavenworth. The namesake of Leavenworth County, the city of Leavenworth, and Fort Leavenworth was a prominent soldier of the early years of the American Republic. His story traces the growth and westward expansion of the nation. Henry Leavenworth's father, Jesse, was the colonel of a Connecticut regiment in the Continental Army during the Revolution. Henry, the youngest of seven children, was born in 1783. Henry's mother, Catherine Frisbee Leavenworth, had a reputation as a scold, and when Henry was still a lad, his father took him and left his wife and New Haven and settled in Vermont. As a young man, Henry moved to Delhi, New York. There he practiced law. Henry was elected captain of the local militia company, and he became involved in state politics. In 1805, Henry married Elizabeth Morrison. The Leavenworths had two children, Eunice and Jesse, but the marriage soon ended in divorce. In 1810, Henry married 17-year-old Electa Knapp. Unfortunately, Electa died in childbirth. In 1813, Henry married Harriet Lovejoy, and they had a daughter, Elida. Henry Leavenworth rose to national prominence during the War of 1812. America was still very much a young country in 1812. There were now 18 states, and the population was 6 million, about twice as large as when America declared independence from Britain. In early 1812, when the situation with Great Britain was becoming increasingly serious, Congress ordered the expansion of the army. Henry left a thriving law practice and was commissioned as a captain in an infantry regiment. By 1814, Henry Leavenworth had risen to the rank of major and was commanding a battalion in the brigade of General Winfield Scott. On the 3rd of July, 1814, Scott's men crossed the Niagara River at Buffalo and entered Canada. 2 days later, the Americans confronted a British force at Chippewa. Leavenworth fought his battalion superbly, and President Madison rewarded him with a brevet promotion to lieutenant colonel. 3 weeks later, the Americans fought a larger British force at the Battle of Lundy's Lane. Leavenworth was wounded in this action, and again the government rewarded his gallantry with a brevet promotion to colonel. Henry returned to his wife and his home to recover from his wounds and took up his law practice. The people of Delaware County elected him to represent them in the state assembly. When the war ended, Congress reduced the army by 80%. The War Department, recognizing Leavenworth's potential for further service, asked him to remain on duty. In a fateful decision, Leavenworth again left his law practice and a promising career in state politics to serve America as a soldier. Henry Leavenworth accepted his new life in the peacetime army, even though it meant leaving the comforts of city life on the East Coast and serving instead on the frontier. Promotion was slow in the peacetime army, but Leavenworth was well respected by his men and his superiors. Leavenworth learned the Sioux language and personally negotiated with the Plains Indians. Harriet and Elida were living in St. Louis, and Leavenworth wanted them closer. He sent a small band of Indians to escort his wife and daughter to him on the frontier. Carrying them on a palanquin of furs through the forests, this unlikely band covered 700 miles in 34 days. In 1819, Leavenworth and his men founded Fort Snelling at the confluence of the Mississippi and Minnesota rivers. In 1823, Leavenworth negotiated a settlement with the Arikara Indians that preserved the peace on the Upper Missouri River. President James Monroe commended Leavenworth's actions. In 1827, the Secretary of War sent Leavenworth with his regiment to travel up the Missouri and to establish a post on the east side of the river. Putting his men on keel boats, Leavenworth rode ahead to reconnoiter a potential site. Finding unhealthy lowlands on the eastern bank, Leavenworth disobeyed orders and selected a site on the high ground on the western bank. The War Department agreed with Leavenworth's judgment and officially designated the new post Cantonment Leavenworth. Leavenworth spent the next several years overseeing construction of permanent frame and brick buildings, barracks, officer quarters, warehouses, and a hospital. In addition to establishing the post, Leavenworth devoted his time to keeping the peace between natives and whites and between the Indians themselves. It was on one such expedition in 1834 that Leavenworth met his end. Leavenworth was leading a force of 400 dragoons and infantry into Indian territory when his party came across a buffalo herd. Leavenworth was riding hard, chasing a buffalo calf, when his horse stepped into a gopher hole, throwing Leavenworth to the ground. Leavenworth never recovered. Within days, he developed a fever, and on July 21, 1834, Henry Leavenworth passed away. Orders promoting him to brigadier general would have gone into effect 4 days later. Harriet escorted the body of her husband to Delhi. At every stop along the route, there were public memorial services. Dignitaries, regular army officers, the local militia, and the general public gathered to recognize Leavenworth's contributions to the nation. Then, in 1902, at the request of the people of Leavenworth, Henry was disinterred at Delhi and reburied at the Fort Leavenworth National Cemetery. Attending the ceremony were Leavenworth's four surviving grandchildren, all the children of his son Jesse.